The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
This morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Thursday, the 8th, 23, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. On the clock, we have conversations that help us understand and navigate a rapidly changing Bahamas. And today, we're having a conversation with the Bahama Games Secretariat to prepare you for the upcoming 6th edition Golden Jubilee Bahama Games. We're getting ready, people. The Bahama Games from July 6th to 14th. But before we get there, we've got a couple of housekeeping matters to take care of. Today, Thursday the 8th, and tomorrow, Friday the 9th, central bank representatives will be giving out sand dollars at Super Value in the Golden Gate Shopping Plaza. Show your sand dollar-enabled digital wallet at the door and receive $20. Spend $18 or more in sand dollars at the register and get $5 back when you leave the store. For more details, visit any of the Sand Dollar social media pages or call 302-9880. And for a first-hand Sand Dollar experience, get down to Super Value in the Golden Gate Shopping Plaza today, where you can interact directly with Sand Dollar. Get some money. Remember, we are continuing our Sand Dollar giveaways today. Every day for the next 4 months, we will be giving away Sand Dollars to digital wallet holders. Every day, two winners will receive $30 in sand dollars. To be eligible to win, you must have a digital wallet and answer the trivia question correctly. When you call in, give the producer your name and number, digital wallet provider, and your digital wallet address to transfer the funds to your digital wallet, if you get the right answer. Listeners are restricted to one transfer for the duration of the competition. You can only win once. I've got a number of questions for you today that we're going to intersperse throughout our conversation. And let me give you the first question. The first question, this is an easy one, and everybody should know this. When I say easy, all of the answers can be found by Googling the question. All of the answers can be found by Googling the question. First question, in what year was the first state school in the Bahamas opened? In what year was the first state school in the Bahamas opened? The numbers to call, 323-6232. 325-4316, 325-4259, and 242-300-5720. That's for our family islanders, people living in the Bahamas but not in New Providence. You toll free, 242-300-5720. And again, the question is, in what year was the first state school in the Bahamas open? Okay, that's a nice text. Thank you very much. I have a text. I might as well say it right now. I don't know who this texter is, but y'all need to hire him. He said y'all need to let Naughty and Erin announce the games. I like that. Y'all need to let Naughty and Erin announce the games. And if not Naughty and Erin, I nominate anybody from the Guardian Radio team. Any one of them could do a great job and certainly a better job than me. Thank you, texter. So I want to introduce my guest. Let's get this show started. I am stretching to go. I am ready. Joining me this morning are Mrs. Caroline Voigt Evans, chair lady of the opening and closing of the Bahama Games, and Clarice Evans, Bahama Games Secretariat press representative. Good morning, ladies, and I need you to speak. It's a pleasure to have you here this morning, despite the fact that I was ineligible to compete in any of the events for the Bahama Games. I bring that slight bitterness with me to this joyous conversation. Please introduce yourselves. Yes, ma'am.
Morning, Bahamas. My name is Carolyn Vogt Evans, and I'm the chairman of the cultural committee for the Bahama Games.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you.
Good morning, Bahamas. My name is Clarice Evans, and I am a part of the marketing and public relations team of the Bahamas Games.
Great. This is great. I am glad that I have you in studio, Ms. Evans, because we who did not qualify to compete in the sports.
Not even for randoms or parking.
Listen, they tell me I park too hard, and that's what disqualified me. But there's a cultural component to the games this year. And so I wanted to ask, what is special about the 6th edition Golden Jubilee Games? How does it differ from our previous games? What can we expect to see? How are you going to excite us this year?
Culturally?
Yes.
Well, of course, you know, we are participating or a part of the 50th Independence. And so in preparing for the opening and closing ceremony, it's important we not only remember or recall our history, but we also celebrate who we are. And so the opening and closing ceremony will be different in that they both will be productions with a storyline. The opening is very faith-based, okay, and the cultural theme is restored, favored, and the courageous. Restored and favored is the opening, and courageous will be the closing.
Okay.
And so instead of, I know the a lot of shows will be going on talking about our challenges, I chose to reflect on what we have done in response to those challenges over the 50 years and from the first Bahama Games. And so I focus on what we've achieved. And why did we achieve all these things? We didn't do it on our own. We're a country that believe in Almighty God. And so that has to be evident in anything that we do. Mm-hmm. We must praise Him. And so favored is a whole act. And a lot of spiritual songs and movements, scripture and the word will be brought in a very theatrical way, so of God, but also express our culture. And the closing, courageous, is celebration of who we are. We are courageous people in everything we do, in our foods, in our behavior, in our music, in our dance. And so if you look at it, both will be productions and it'll be different. So everybody needs to come out to the opening ceremony and be present for the closing, because it is going to be a celebration and very different, I might add.
Absolutely. Caller, I come into you right now. I'm sure you have a correct answer for me. I like that it's faith-based, because no matter what denomination or religion you find in the Bahamas, we are faith-based people.
Yes, we are.
And we encourage people to find a source.
Mm-hmm. And I'm a firm believer that when I accepted this assignment, which my Chief Justice graciously has agreed for me to continue with my cultural involvement, is that we have a country to save and to glorify. And Amen. That has been my inspiration throughout this journey.
Absolutely. I got to get to this caller. When you all hear what the answer is, you're going to be excited. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Good morning.
How are you?
Great. And you?
I'm good, thank you. You're going to answer the question, what is the what is the first state school? When was the first state school opened in the Bahamas?
The first state schools opened in the Bahamas were founded by in 1878 and were founded by Anglicans, Methodists, Baptists, and Catholics.
Listen, the information that you're giving me is correct, but it is not the correct answer for the question. But I am excited that you said that, because yesterday we had QC. 1890 was the oldest school opened in the Bahamas formally after a number of religious groups started forming small schools. But thank you for giving me a correct answer, even though it's not the correct answer.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, you could always call back in again, but wait until I give a little clue, because I'm about to give a little clue.
Yes, ma'am.
I just want the people to know that this is the first state school opened in the Bahamas. And for those who attended it, they know what I mean. The first state school in the Bahamas. Thank you so much, ma'am. But please call back. Do a little Google call back again. I've gotten an answer by text. If I don't get a correct telephone answer, I may take the text answer in a couple of moments. Faith-based event, restored, favored, courageous. Now, why you didn't put the courageous in the front? Because some of us may need a little extra boost of courage for the games, particularly our older participants. What are the age range of participants for the event, the athletes?
The athletes' ages are, we have the young persons and we have the open. Okay. So the age ranges are anywhere from 15 and we go up.
Okay. Awesome. Yes. And it's open, so there's not a seniors category.
Well, seniors can be considered open.
In the open category. Yes. Right. I just lobbying and advocating for my seniors, right?
Okay.
Who should be in a math category by themselves. Anyway, I'm not there yet. I only advocating on behalf of, but this is awesome. Let's get back to the opening and closing ceremonies and the role of the spectators in the Bahama Games. For the Charifta Games, we had color days where the spectators were asked to wear a particular color. Are there any particular roles that spectators have to play? Like, if I'm from Eleuthera, that's my roots, is there a segment in the stadium for Eleuthera fans, for Michael team fans, for New Providence fans?
Yes, we will have that because we want the competition to be hot and we want the rivalry to be fair. So there are 10 different island groupings. So we would encourage them to, you know, root for your team.
Right,
you
right.
You know who you're going with. We have Abaco. We have...
What are the names? Because I've been lobbying for a long time for team names, team mascots, and team songs, right? And I figured the hottest name, everybody would want to be the Mosquitoes. Right? Because mosquitoes could fly, they could swim, they could run dead fast. They'd be the best at parking because they could dodge, buddy. Mosquitoes could dodge. I know we have the Bimini Marlins.
Yes, we do. We have the Bimini Marlins. We have the Andros Chick Chinese.
Okay, we good. These are good names. They sounding great.
We have the Long Island Sheep Runners.
Yep, okay.
Sawyer Boy had some goats, but we golden sheep.
They don't mix. No, no.
He mixing them.
Okay, awesome.
He mixing them. So we also have the Buccaneers.
Okay, let me guess what island the Buccaneers are. Abaco?
No, the Buccaneers are from...
Exuma?
Nassau.
The Nassau Buccaneers? Okay.
Buccaneers, yes.
Okay, I thought you was going to call us the Nassau Potcakes or maybe the Nassau Potholes, but we good. I like Buccaneers.
Okay. We... all of the other islands we have... Auckland's, they are Michael. It's
Team Michael.
Team Michael.
Now, I just want to say on behalf of the rest of the archipelago that should be unfair. How could the rest of the Bahamas compete against what Long Key, Ragged Island, Auckland's? You know what it is? Anyway, you know what it is to go and find Cascarilla and haul Cascarilla? Y'all don't have a chance against the Michael team. But you guys, give me a moment. I got a caller on the line. Good morning, caller. You calling to answer the question, what year was the first state school opened in the Bahamas?
Which year was the first state school?
Yes.
Opened in the Bahamas?
Yes.
It was 1889?
No. But when I say state school, I mean government school, the first public school.
The first public government school?
Yes.
1925?
There you go, ma'am. See, as soon as I say government, you all get the answer. Ma'am, you are the winner today. You gave the producer your wallet provider, your wallet address, your cell phone number, and your name?
Yes, ma'am, I did.
Well, thank you very much. You are a winner today.
Thank you.
The high school opened in 1925, guys, the 27th of April, 1925. So when your grandfather told you, when I went to school, I had to walk 7 miles backward in a sandstorm.
Jesus.
He's serious because they didn't even have horses back in 1925. That's a long time ago.
Wow.
All right, let me throw out the second question before we delve back into our conversation. In what year, In what year did Durwood Knowles and Sloane Farrington win the first Olympic medal for the Bahamas? In what year did Durwood Knowles and Sloane Farrington win the first Olympic medal for the Bahamas? The numbers to call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. In what year did Sir Durwood Knowles and Sloane Farrington win the first Olympic medal for the Bahamas? Okay, ladies, back to our conversation, Ms. Clarice Evans and Mrs. Carolyn Evans from the Bahamas Games Secretariat. Okay, back.
Yes.
I need a shirt. I need all the shirts because I's a Bahamian, whole archipelago Bahamian, but I need a shirt that says Andres and my Cal team on it. I have to share my love for them equally. In fact, I need you all to put the Andres and the Michael sharing sections next to each other so I could slip into one and slip into the next one.
So this sounds like a special edition shirt.
Well, I hope so.
Ben, you just brought up a great idea, man. You could cause a fight.
Well, listen, the competition is fierce. People are going to have to decide who to support.
Who you reverend for?
You could imagine you like most Bahamians, your mummy from Eleuthera, your Grammy from Exuma, your granddaddy from Acklands, your other granddaddy from Nassau.
Man, this song like that game we used to play when we was younger, on the river, on the bank, you don't know which one you want.
That's right, but tell us, where can we find merchandising for the games? How do we support the t-shirts, water bottles? I even want a pair of Bahama Games tennis. I promise you, you gonna run faster when you wear them. Tell me where I can get my stuff.
Merchandise will be able to be purchased at the Bahamas Games Secretariat office. There's an office that's set up at number 35 University Drive where paraphernalia will be there. We also have a location at the Sports Center. So okay. If you miss the captain, you stick it to the mate. So we yep. all over.
Absolutely. Okay, yeah. That's good. It's getting in touch with you. 35 University Drive. Where exactly is that?
Do you know where the Esso service station is, right below the Eugene DePuch Law School?
Right, yes.
Okay, headed west, mm-hmm. there's a pale green two-story building.
On the right-hand side or left-hand side?
On the left-hand
okay,
side.
Okay,
headed,
good stuff.
Headed west.
All right.
And it's a two-story building, and you can't miss it because the window decal says the Bahamas Games Secretariat. You'll be able to see the flags and the banners, and you pop on in, and mm-hmm. then we have the sports center.
We can make that work because the games is peeping people business. We are very good at that. Mango, soursop, anything. Your numbers, we good at it. All right, so where can I find the schedule of events for the opening show, the closing show, and what other activities can we enjoy or participate in leading up to the Bahama Games?
Okay. The schedule for the events will be on our website, and we're asking everyone to visit our website. It's www.thebahamasgames.org. Lots of information there. Go to that website, and you will be amazed. All of our activities, we have the passing of the baton. The baton is going around from islands to island. We're going to be participating with most of the events for the Road to 50. We're partnering. We're uniting with the Bahamas, with the Independent Secretariat.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
As it relates culturally, like the opening
ceremony?
The opening ceremony, I'm blank, going on in my head. For the restored and favored, we have Anita Ellis, we have Salito, we have Gospel Stars, Nehemiah Hill, Singing Bishop, of course, Jadot, Latter Glory team. And for the closing, we mm-hmm. have, you know, Lady E, Gino
D.
Emily KB.
Do you have Avi? Do you have Avi? Team Michael, the only reason y'all can't have Avi perform?
Avi's not responding. You see Avi's name there? But if he can call me, Larry, he is actually he's actually on the list, because you know we gotta have that Jack in jail.
Abby, if I find out you eating hot dog sauce while we waiting for you to come perform at the Bahama Games, buddy, the whole of Mike Yal coming for you.
And we also have Cupid, and the whole idea is to focus on our down home, and of course we have our creatives. Rick is confirmed so far. I'm hoping to confirm Wendy and maybe another creative in it. But what is also going to be different in these is that we're going to have audience participation. And so it's not only sitting down watching and clapping.
I could dance with Abby.
Oh, yes, you can get up. You can get up. So long as you don't get involved in my production.
Yes, ma'am. This woman's drunk. Hot dog's out.
You will see the next
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. But we will be encouraging audience participation. Because awesome. Courageous is the celebration of us and who we are. And the songs, you will note, that are chosen is a celebration of us, mm-hmm. who we are, nursery rhymes, stories about incidents, etc. And so audience participation is going to be very different because we've not had it before.
This is awesome.
I'm exciting.
I have a suggestion, right? For the Carifta Games, they hosted like a celebrity race where Das Quay and our golden girl, Pauline Davis, ran against each other. I'm hoping that I'll have the opportunity to see random spectators have a chance to race against celebrities.
There's a race. I would imagine most of the Carifta, the theme and the ideas came from my script. Mm-hmm. But anyhow, it'll be done for me.
And I would like to add some flavor to the whole Bahamas. You know, these games are called the Bahamas Games. And they have each of the islands represented at these games. So we decided to have the representatives, the government representative of each island, the chosen and voted for and appointed representatives of these islands, come together in a race. So we're putting that on. We're expecting to have the 8x50 ministers race. So we want to put that out there.
Hold on, by what?
8x50. We can't have them running too far, you know, because, you know, we want to make sure they're in shape and they have the whole rest of the year ahead of them.
That's my race. That's the race I could compete in.
8x50.
I won't be in that one.
So if your MP decided he or she can't run, you could sub.
Look at...
They could put you in this.
Look at God. Honorable Adrian White.
Okay.
I'm going to need you to stretch, but don't stretch too well. I can take your place.
Yeah.
I got this. Okay, I like it. I am down.
Okay,
so what do I, as a spectator, need to know to come out to this event? What should I bring? What shouldn't I bring? Can I bring my cowbells?
Most definitely.
Okay. Yep. Could I bring my little small junkanoo headpiece in the colors of my island?
Your conch shell, you might blow the conch shell in on.
I just need to send out a word to Yellow from Montague Ramp, one of the best conch horn blowers.
Yes.
I need you all out to the Bahama Games. I also need my fish callers, right? My fish callers know what to do. They know how to say, Abaco! Abaco, running now to get the spectators ready.
Run the track.
Yes.
Also, we're going to have a choreograph section for our spectators. They will participate in a song. We won't say what song it is yet, but they will be taught a dance. Every spectator who wants to participate in an event, it's for their section. They get up and they perform it. So that's going to be different and exciting.
Yes.
You know, other countries, they have the wave. We've tried the wave, but we're going to have choreography. We also have a special treat during the Courageous. You'll see things on stage that normally isn't there.
Okay.
It'll be a true, the closing of the closing, the finale, so to speak, of the closing will be truly cultural and eventful.
Okay. Now listen, I hear coordinated dancing mm-hmm. by sections. The last time we tried to do a coordinated mash the roach, it resulted in the Great Flood. No more. You can find a different dance.
So what you come up with?
I like the quadrille. I like the patoon, 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 patoon.
Understand, you'll be able to do it.
That sounds like one of the prime minister's favorite dances.
Yes, and look here, dear sir, I know that yesterday was your birthday.
Oh.
You seem to be very busy with this whole CARICOM, Caribbean Heritage, U.S. Vice President meeting. I just want to suggest to you that today would be the perfect day for you to bust a birthday move. Today would be the perfect day for you to bust out the quadrille for your international
birthday,
guests.
Happy birthday.
Absolutely. Dear Texter, we're going to get to some news in a bit. In fact, now is a great time to transition. Well, not transition. We're going to a break. Let me get out this question again. I'm trying to give these people this money. And I really want you all to call in and get this money. So here's the question. When I get to these games, can I pay my entrance fee with sand dollars? Can I purchase my non-alcoholic beverages and my lightly seasoned alcoholic beverages with sand dollars or any with a digital payment?
All hands on deck, and sand dollar being our national mode of exchange now, which is coming.
Our digital currency,
digital currency. We will be welcoming sand dollar. We're working on putting in the infrastructure and to make sure that we can accept so that no one's turned away.
Absolutely. I want to say all of to all of the vendors who have been selected to serve at this event, contact one of the seven sand dollar providers. Figure out how you can become a sand dollar merchant, how quickly to be able to accept sand dollars.
Right, but you know, cash is king. So if you don't have sand dollar, cash
bring
is
your money.
King.
Yes,
bring
yes.
the money. We need that little thing.
Are we going to have a producer? Let's check that call. Are we going to have a Junkanoo drum going around to collect donations to support the work of the secretariat and the athletes?
And you in the spirit, eh?
But listen, we having a faith based. Opening ceremony.
Yes.
Take advantage of the energy.
Yes.
Have that plate pass around and let's get people to support the athletes because they have been working hard to get their teams ready.
Yeah. Let me also add that the presentation will be using all styles of dance. It will not just be ethnic. It will not just be ballet. We'll have Afrobeat. We even have a Blast from the Past section on Independent Bahamas. You know, that 70s vibe going Black Power.
Also, we're going to T Connection.
Right. So, close enough.
Yes.
But the styles of the dance will all be different.
Okay.
All be different. So that should be exciting.
I know you're going to have the singing bishop performing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, got to have.
If you don't have his backup dancers from that 1992 music video that they made that played on ZNS where they danced on the seawall, right? If y'all don't have them performing at this, I don't know if we could call this the Sixth Bahama Games.
Bishop, bring your crew, ladies.
They don't leave him.
All right, we're waiting on a caller to answer this question before we go to the break. So, ladies, I'm going to ask you a couple more questions to take us into the break. How can I support the Secretariat and the 6th edition of the Bahama Games? Do you need volunteers? What do I need to do to prepare myself to be a volunteer for the Bahama Games?
Well, you can check our website, www.thebahamasgames.org. And that information is provided on the website, or you can call the Secretariat's office, 322-1029 or 69, and we'll be happy to direct you. And, you know, any support is welcome.
Okay. And if you are a dancer out there and you're not involved in any of the activities, certainly show in Ali between 4 and 7 weekdays, or contact the secretariat who will get you in contact with me, because I have it open from children to professionals. I always try to involve as much persons involved in culture in any event, and that is how it should be. When we have national events, we should endeavor to have our artists participate because we have a dying industry and we want to rejuvenate the entertainment industry, and we have to start now. We must invest in all of our artists. It is not about a few benefiting, but as much in every national event, the poor man needs to be included.
Absolutely, yes. Absolutely.
After all, I would like to say these games, you know, we have our slogan, our nation, our islands, our games.
That's
so
right.
All hands on deck. All hands.
All, you know.
Have you heard that, right? Good. Good morning, caller. You are on the clock.
Good morning. I'd like to take a shot at the trivia.
Yeah, I'm ready for you, sir.
It's the answer 1917.
No, it is not 1917. The Queen did Durwood Knowles, Sir Durwood Knowles, and Sloane Farrington win the first Olympic medal for the Bahamas.
Oh, okay.
All right. Thank you. I will give you another, guys, another hint. It is the Melbourne Games, and they won a bronze medal. Melbourne Games, and they won a bronze medal. Thank you, ladies, for that letting people know, encouraging them, giving them access. This is for everyone. On that note, I want to say, Abby, where's Lucy? Where's Granny? You like to whine. Bring it to Nassau, please. And to all of our church associations, if you can identify members of your congregation, particularly liturgical dancers, and older members of your congregation who used to dance or used to be actively involved in cultural productions, right? Get them out. Mario's Bowling, 4 to 7 weekdays. Connect with the secretariat. See if there's a space for them. They may have been waiting for you to implement an idea that they have.
There's a special all liturgical dancers. And so as many liturgical groups who want to participate, there is a place for them.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely.
Word to churches, bring as many of your members. Come one, come all, come on out.
So the word of God could be praised in movement and song and dance.
Absolutely.
Hallelujah.
Absolutely. Producer, we ready? I got a call. No? All right. We're waiting on the producer for the answer to the... You guys, all of these questions can be found via Google. All of these questions can be found via Google. I see you, Texter. I got my producers taking down the information of a caller. If this caller gets it incorrect, and you, Texter 3897, send me your wallet address, your wallet provider, then you could win the prize as well. Almost there, producer, almost there. Okay. So, merchandise is available at the secretariat.
Yes.
The schedule of events is available at thebahamasgames.org.
Yes.
If you find a website that says bahamasgamessecretariat.com, that's not the correct website.
No, it's not. Not for this occasion.
Right. That's for another event.
Yes.
For this 6th edition,
yes,
Golden Jubilee, the website that you're looking for is thebahamasgames.org.
Yes.
And there's a Facebook page as well, right?
Yes. We have Facebook, all of the other social media handles, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. We're out there.
All right. Now, I'll read those off. Travis? Okay. Oh.
We're trying to find...
We're trying to find him.
Travis Williams, because we have a great choreograph section, Dispute Bahamian Praise. But we have not been able to find him. But somebody will sing that song. And
listen,
so following up.
Dear Travis Williams, is another game called Get In Your Spot Before Somebody Else Could Get In It. We need you to come play that game with us. Listen, I got a caller on the line. Let me get to the caller quickly. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Hey, Aaron.
Hi, good morning. Yes, sir, I'm ready.
Okay, is it 1956?
Yes, it is, 1956. Sir Durwood Knowles and Sloane Farrington won the first Olympic medal in 1956 for the Bahamas at the Melbourne Games. It was a bronze medal, and the sport was sailing. Thank you very much, and you've given the producer all your information, right?
Yes, I have.
Awesome. I'd like to thank you very much for playing along.
Thank you.
Third question quickly, and then we're going to actually go to the break after I throw out this question. We're having a good time. Now, this question is a relatively easy question, people. There are 5 schools on Bernard Road. There are 5 schools on Bernard Road, from Wolf Road, Soldier Road, Village Road intersection to the Fox Hill roundabout. There are 5 schools. Name me 2 of those schools to win $30 in sand dollars today for your sand dollar-enabled digital wallet. The numbers to call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, and 242-300-5720 for all of our listeners who are in the Bahamas but not in New Providence. There are five schools on Bernard Road. Name two of them to win the prize. Producer, let's go to a break so I could try and convince these people to open up the qualification process so I could try and get in these Bahama games. You're tuned in to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You're on the clock with Erin Green. We'll be right back.
Doctors Hospital has reimagined primary care. We have invested to improve our health system, ensuring that accessible, affordable clinical care is closer to you. We understand that your relationship with a primary care provider shapes the foundation of your overall health. Our new modern primary care facilities are where critical diagnoses and true personalized treatment begins. With locations across New Providence, Grand Bahama, and Exuma, we invite you to experience the Doctors Hospital difference. Book your next appointment at clinics.doctorshosp.com.
Indulge in an experience that awakens your senses with Nescafe Gold. Premium Arabica coffee beans, carefully selected, roasted to perfection and finely ground, resulting in a unique and unmatched flavor and aroma that captivates the senses. Enticing aroma, smooth taste, elevate your coffee experience with Nescafe Gold.
My business couldn't survive without my credit card machine from Fidelity. It's fast, convenient, and my clients love it. My sales increased, and I can track my earnings. Get your credit card machine from Fidelity today. Call 356-7764. Fidelity, we're good for
Welcome back to On the Clock. I've got a bunch of questions to ask. I'm so glad you played the song, sir, producer. DJ Sampler, I'm going to need a mix. I'm going to need a collection of all of our Olympic songs, all of our celebratory sports songs. I'm going to need all of them in one place that I could press play and just party on down. I've got the Bahamas Games Secretariat representatives in studio with me today. But before I jump back to them, I've got to get to the phone line. Good morning, caller. You are on the clock. Good morning, caller. Two, three. I thought you was going to have... It's okay. The question right now on the table is... And the text is, I see you. If I don't get an answer, I'm going to go to the text. But I need you, texter, to include your sand dollar wallet information to be able to win the prize. The question is, there are five schools on Bernard Road that stretches from the Wolf Road, Village Road, Soldier Road intersection to Fox Hill roundabout. Name two of those schools to be a winner. Name two of those schools to be a winner. I talk about one of those schools all the time on my show. I want to send a shout out to arguably one of the greatest schools in the Bahamas, except I went to QC, so we have to argue, but it's still a good school, a good, good school. Good morning, Bahamas. Mr. Evans and Mrs. Evans, into this conversation. Mm-hmm. Cost to get into the games. I want to feel like a big timer. I want a whole games pass. I want to pay one shot, and I hope when I pay $13.99 for the whole thing. But tell me what the costs are, the various venues, and what sporting disciplines will be played at those venues. And how do I get the commemorative booklet? Is it too late for me to put my own face in the booklet?
No, it's not.
Good stuff. Good stuff. I am a free-floating Olympian. I am an Olympic free floating ocean champion. I'm putting my face in that
this
book.
This sounds like a good story to tell.
Yes, in the book.
Yes,
absolutely. In the book. How do I get in the book?
Okay, you can contact the secretariat's office, 322-1029. You can contact me at 823-9617. We have various ad sections, selections that you can choose from. We have a full-page ad that's going for $1,000. We have a half-page ad that's going for $750. We have a quarter-page ad that's going for $400. And best of all, we have the business cards for $100. So you may say $1,000 is too much, but you may have 10 different business owners. You may have some friends, you know, because we are united.
Yeah.
So all 10 of y'all get together, spend $100. 100 plus 10 is what?
A lot. A thousand.
So you all fill the whole page and everybody wins.
Yes,
you
I like
know,
that.
We be straight.
I like that
and
idea.
Everybody's exposed. Everybody gets an opportunity to be seen. In addition, in this booklet, we're going to have a coupon section. So the persons who would have purchased the books, they are able to go to the various business houses.
The coupon in the booklet?
Coupon in the book, which brings awareness to the various business houses in addition to the Bahamas Games. And it's a keepsake. You could say for the 50th,
right, the sixth edition, Golden Jubilee Games. I love it. I got a caller on the line. Let's see if we get an answer to this question. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. You won the two schools, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
I have Sandlins. I have a Catherine.
I like it. Sandlins Primary and a Catherine school. I like it. The other schools are...
Give me three more now.
Give me the rest.
She's courageous. She is good.
The primary school. Our next one is again. I already got Sandlins Primary.
You got Sandlins Primary.
That's Kingsway. Am I correct?
Kingsway.
Kingsway. Yeah.
And what you can't leave the air without saying number five.
You can't say number five without
Mom,
number,
I
five.
Number five.
Number
is.
Five. Think about five. Get in the spirit now. And the
who
blood,
has won
blood, the beacon, the light.
Who has won five BAISS championships in a row?
Oh, not T.I. Gibson, eh? No,
they're not BAISS. No, they're good. They're good. T.I. Gibson, good.
Yeah, they private.
It's a private school.
They is the next private
like
school.
A, like
they
a
wear
machine.
Red. They wear red.
On the
they
top.
They move like a machine.
Like the
they big and they red.
Big
like,
and they red.
Like red woman.
And you don't put them in no paper sock because we bold, we courageous.
Huh? That?
Yes, ma'am.
St. Augustine's
calling.
Yes,
ma'am. There you go.
Back into the light, girl.
Listen, thank you very much for
yes,
playing
ma'am,
the game.
A good one.
Absolutely, and you could tell we have a SAC alum in the
I
studio.
Hear how she bragging. The bragging right strong.
Yeah. SAC is one of those schools that could claim it, though. They could claim it. They make their contribution across the board.
In
bragging.
Well, in newspapers and on TV.
Yes, ma'am.
And I'm a Phoenix. You don't even remember us.
Was she, oh, Phoenix.
Government High.
No, the great Government High. And my friend over here?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
You asked me something? Sorry.
Oh, no. I was letting the people in the room call out their school names before I announce the greatest school in the history of the Bahamas,
Phoenix.
The Caribbean, and the whole world.
School in the Bahamas.
Government High.
Which one is it? Which one did you go to?
But my co-worker said not QC.
What school did your co-worker go to?
Oh, what school we went to? She went to CC.
And CC Cobras, right?
Sure. Yeah. CC Cobras,
big,
yeah.
Big dollar.
My son is there now.
We know about them. They're good. David Williams is a alum from CC.
Oh, okay. So that's good stuff.
Man, that's good stuff. They're the second greatest.
They're the second greatest.
Our minister of sports.
I can't be the first now.
Our Minister of Sports used
let
to be
know
a coach.
Can't be the first time. We got to go with somebody else.
Okay. Respectfully, QC will step out of the race.
Okay.
Yes, we will step out of the race.
Yes, ma'am.
We will allow you all to shine.
Yes,
listen,
ma'am.
Thank you.
Thank
you
right,
so
have
much.
A good one. Y'all can call me back or I can hide
no.
Online.
You gave the producer all of your information?
Yes, I did.
Absolutely. I will communicate with you after the show to transfer the money.
All right, honey. Thank you.
No, thank you very much. Shout out your schools, man. Shout out your schools. You allowed to have pride in where you come from. That's your job. St. John's is a good school, man. QC is a good school, man. St. Anne's is a good school. CI, CC, these are good schools.
Yes, they are.
All the schools in the Bahamas are good schools.
And you know what's so great about them?
Yes.
All of the athletes in the Bahamas Games, they are taken from all of these schools. So all hands on deck. The athletes of the Bahamas Games comes from all of the schools.
Right. Absolutely, absolutely. And the games are about reigniting the spirit of unity.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Right? This is our major league sports right here. This
is our mini Olympics.
Yes, absolutely. And I want you all to know that I am athletes in athletics, track and field. I saw the most amazing thing recently. A long jumper decided that he's no longer using the traditional long jump method. This guy ran up to the board and flipped. He flipped and touched the board with his hands
instead of his feet.
And then he like somersaulted across the sand. And it was a legitimate jump.
Yes.
Now they may come to us in the future and say, we have determined because of some technical reasons he can't do this. But that guy was amazing.
Or they may decide to make it a part of
an official technique. They're young Bahamian athletes. He might as well have been a young boy on the beach jumping and flipping and being a gymnast.
Man, don't talk about gymnasts, because gymnastics, I spoke to a lady this morning about gymnastics. She asked, do you all have gymnastics in the Bahamas Games? I say, no, coming soon. You know, that's for the next one. We're getting there. We are evolving.
Now, the last Bahama Games were in 2001. That's 2 years ago. One of my trivia questions today asks, anyway, when are we going to have the next Bahama Games? And how do I submit suggestions for new sporting disciplines to be added, new venues, and even possibly new models for the Bahama Games?
3 years from now, we're going to do it in 3-year intervals. So bring your ideas and bring your suggestions. You can bring them to the Ministry of Youth, Sports, and Culture or the Bahamas Games Secretariat. You know, you can call us 322-1029, or you can just go to our website and put your suggestions out there.
All right, because the official lobby for parking has begun. Now, I have a text here that says, morning, Miss Green, the best school was Grand Bahama Catholic High School in Grand Bahama.
Good school.
I like that. Here's what I want to say now to our school alumni associations, right? How do we find lists of athletes? So I'm a QC alum. I want a list of athletes so I could identify which QC students and alum are competing in which events, so I could organize our spectator teams to go out and support these athletes.
All of these things are going to be on our website. We're going to update those stuff, and you're going to have access.
TheBahamaGames.org, the official website for the Bahamas Games, sixth edition.
I would also like to add that we have a tribute section for all of the Bahamian art years and also have died since the last Bahama Games. And so if you know of a loved one or you have any idea, you can call the Secretariat office and share with us so that we can get pictures and information on them. I don't want to be selective and only who we know.
Yes.
So share the information with us if you have it, so that persons who weren't recognized before can be included.
Now, I want to be a little intrusive or obtrusive and say, please write down Elijah Obed.
Yes, definitely.
Someone who should be recognized. Elijah Obed. Yeah, just one of the names.
Boxing is actually one of the disciplines of the Bahamas Games.
Mm-hmm. I want to say to my good uncle, Stanley, they're all good uncles, you know. Mm-hmm. This one, my likes, Stanley Mitchell, please connect with the Bahama Games Secretariat and give them access to as much sport history information as you can, to make this the best Bahama Games ever.
Yes.
I am enjoying it. So any last words, any nuggets that we missed out, like who going to be racing in the celebrity races, who I get to beat in a celebrity race, is there a prize? Oh, award. What will we be awarding, what will we be giving our athletes as their award for the races?
Trophies and medals, we will have those.
We'll have those?
Yes.
Because I want something special. Like I want the gold medal to be something carved out of a coconut or mahogany. Like could we get a mahogany disc? Because you all know we have mahogany in this country, right? All over the place. Mm-hmm. Or I heard that we have a small Madeira orchard on sack grounds, even. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, mahogany discs. And conch shell carved coins for gold,
what
bronze, and silver.
The maracas shaker.
My souvenir, that's another thing. My souvenir makers, right? Yeah. We're going to need some souvenirs that people could buy on their way into the games. We need to get the seeds out of
the
Poinciana and mother's tongue and get all these things and put them in the can, put a string on the can so we could shake it like the African. Yes, I love it. Back to the islands. Will we have rake and scrape bands? Is there a cultural village or an athlete's village? And most importantly, I want the opportunity to dance. Like you said, there'd be things for spectators. I want some Bahamian dancers, people who are prepared to engage the crowd and just pull them up and say, Mom, it's time to come cut a rug.
We're trying to mobilize some of the musicians from Cat Island. I attended the Rake and Scrape Festival for that very reason. And there was a group of young person called the Flower Cake Boys. And then I can't remember the name of the family. They must forgive me. Mm-hmm. But it was, I think, a man and his two daughters. We're trying to combine them. But one thing I wanted to also mention, at the closing of the opening, for me, it's very emotional because there is a whole scene, an act about passing the baton on.
Yes.
Not just for athletes, but as a nation. And of course, the theme song, believe it or not, is the Ramin Brothers,
who's going to fill those shoes.
Of course.
Yes.
Very dramatic, yes. Very emotional. And I intend to engage some of the leaders of the country and some of the athletes, the Bradley Coopers and so forth. So I'm looking forward to gathering all of them and producing a very touching scene. And closing out, of course, with the Energizer Bunny, Salido.
This is powerful.
Hold on. These delete the Saxons in the Valley?
No, he can put a Roots in that, or he ain't gonna work.
Roots or One Family?
Oh no, Roots can be in that.
Awesome. Will there be Junkanoo Rush Out?
No.
Okay.
No. You know, we had that other game that I'm understanding the budget was way beyond what was expected. And so we have the 50th going on. We've just had the Prince here a few months ago. Mm-hmm. And so there's a lot of money being spent and budgets are being cut everywhere. Let's be real.
Yeah.
And so my budget has been cut to almost a third of what it was. And so we had to consider, you know, Junkanoo was, we are spoiled in that we expect a little compensation and we can't go 5 and 10 Junkanoos. We have to go at least 100 strong. And you're talking, that's thousands of dollars. Junkanoo music will be throughout the performance, but Junkanoo dancers will be involved, but there will be no rush out,
formal rush
so
out
to speak.
Okay.
No, but that is where we are. But Junkanoos are benefiting and we are displaying our culture through Junkanoo, with Junkanoo. It's in there.
You see, if I were a Junkanooer, I would start making headpieces now to coordinate with the island teams.
Yes.
And I would figure out a way to make that known and then make them available to spectators as they're coming into the stadium.
Yes, that is certainly excellent for Junkanoo.
Awesome. Okay. So now I just have to say, dear Avi, please don't make me write you a letter. But Stalit come in to represent big time and we're going to need you to come and bring Granny.
Yes.
Because Granny liked to wine.
Yes.
And we want to see that.
Yes.
Avi, we miss you. Where you is. And don't forget Blordy and Chad Corley and the VIPs, right? And I got to get all the ladies' names. There's so many new and talented female voices, women's voices coming out. In fact,
Morel, you have
Patrice Morel, and
you have Wendy Nietzsche. Well, was it Nietzsche Ellis?
Yes. Loose me, let me go.
Yes, no, but she has other engagements, so she was on the the list, but...
That's all right. Nishi, oh, we all out of time. Thank you, producer, for playing that music. Nishi, your song has now been officially adopted as the theme song for the Long Island Sheep Runners, because who need that song more than them? Loose me, let me go. I got to win these races. Oh, you know. Mrs. Evans and Miss Evans, thank you so much for joining me today. Let your colleagues know that I want more Bahama Games talks. We got more to talk about, more to share with the Bahamian public.
Thank you for having us, and certainly... you have a gap for talk.
Thank you. I hope you'll put that competition in the Bahama Games next year. The talking and running on competition. Thank you so much. I'm all out of time. I've got to go. Thank you so much, producer. We're out of here. Stay tuned. Guardian Radio AM with Cecil Newry is up next.
You've got to move your feet, so get in the mood to let all your feelings out. Get in the mood to jump up, oh, and shake up, oh.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.